Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, December 19th. Three men from the United Kingdom have been charged in the death of Sharif Rahman. Owen Sound Police and the OPP held a press conference yesterday to provide an update in the homicide investigation, saying 24-year-old Robert Evans has been charged with manslaughter and two other men, Barry Evans and Robert Busby Evans, with accessory after the fact. The three men are currently in the UK and before the courts for extradition. Jane Conway is the detective inspector with the OPP.
While it is too early to provide a timeline for the extradition, we are pleased to announce that the accused individuals have been arrested. We are now coordinating with our international partners and the Ministry of the Attorney General to determine the next steps for their extradition.
Rahman died from injuries he suffered in an assault outside his downtown Owen Sound restaurant, the Curry House, in August 2023. He was 44 years old and left behind a wife and a young daughter. His death was met with an outpouring of support for his family from the community, many who knew Rahman from his involvement in local organizations. Police say the three accused left Canada after the incident, and international law enforcement agencies collaborated to assist with their arrests overseas. A Grey Highlands woman has been found not criminally responsible in the death of a baby. Nancy Brubacher was charged with murder last year after Grey Bruce OPP responded to a call about an unresponsive 10-month-old infant at a home on South Line B. Earlier this month, an Ontario Superior Court judge ruled she was not criminally responsible due to a mental health condition. The Blue Water District School Board's Director of Education is retiring. Lori Wilder will be leaving her role at the end of the school year after a career in education spanning nearly four decades.
It was certainly the right time. I have just been so appreciative of the career I've had in Blue Water District School Board, but when I do go at the end of this school year, I will have served 39 years.
The Blue Water Board of Trustees has retained a recruiting firm to help with the search for the school board's next Director of Education. A strike's looming for the province's college faculty. Their union says it will be an illegal strike position on January 4th. The Ontario Public Services Employees Union says working conditions and job security are the main issues. And there could be a shakeup in the automotive industry. Reports say Nissan and Honda are exploring a merger and could bring Mitsubishi into the deal as well. If such a merger happens, it could create the world's third largest auto group by vehicle sales. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a bounce higher at the open. Futures up in pre-market trading. After yesterday's major market sell-off, the U.S. Fed announcing a quarter-point rate cut, but striking a more hawkish tone for the interest rate outlook next year. Markets sold off sharply. The Dow was down 1,100 points, 10th straight losing session, first time since the 1970s for that. The Dow closed at 42,326. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank around 3%, while the TSX was off 562 points, closing at 24,557. Bitcoin bouncing 1% higher this morning after yesterday's sell-off, hovering at around 102,000 US. The price of oil is down a quarter point, 70.50 per barrel, while gold's off as well to 2,630 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.84 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Maple Leafs have won seven straight against Dallas after last night's 5-3 victory. William Nylander scored twice. He's one of five players with 20 goals this season. Florida defeated Minnesota to remain tied with Toronto atop the Atlantic. Couple of late winners last night. Mikhail Sergachev scored with 12 seconds to go in OT to lift Utah over Vancouver, and Winnipeg was denied at least a point when Anaheim netted the winner with 26 seconds to go. PWHL, Toronto's now lost three straight after falling 4-2 to New York. Big NFL Thursday night game, Denver can clinch a playoff spot with a win. If the Chargers win and get a little help on Sunday, they'll be playoff bound. And over 3 million people went to Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton over the past decade, but that stadium will be getting a new name, the Timmy's sponsorship runs out at the end of the year. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack dropped their final game before the Christmas break. Fred Wallace has this report.
Ben Hrebek made 45 saves as the Barrie Colts blanked the attack 4-0. Owen Sound has been shut out in back-to-back games and have now lost three in a row. They hit the Christmas break and will return to action at home December 28th against Brantford. Again, Hrebek with 45 saves. The Colts blanked the attack 4-0. Fred Wallace at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
More hockey in the PJHL. The Mount Forest Patriots doubled up the Wingham Ironmen 4-2. Meaford Knights play at home this evening against the Bradford Bulls. And in BrokerLink Grey Bruce Major Curling, the Ransom, Davidson, Rettinger, and McAllister rinks were winners last night. All of the scores and more sports are posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Some flurries this morning, heavy at times, ending in the afternoon, then cloudy, a high of -4 today. Tonight, periods of light snow and a low of -7, and tomorrow, cloudy with a few flurries and a high of -5.